Hello. Today's first reading is from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. The cleansing of 10 lepers. As he continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Next reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. Problems of discipline. First of all, then, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and the human race, Jesus Christ, himself human, who gave himself as ransom for all. For this was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth. I am not lying. It is my wish, then, that in every place that man should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. Similarly, women should adorn themselves with proper conduct, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hairstyles and gold ornaments or pearls or expensive clothes, but rather as befits women who profess reverence for God with good deeds. A woman must receive instruction silently and under complete control. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. This is the end of the reading. Our next reading is Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16 through 31. A gracious woman gains esteem, and ruthless men gain wealth. Kindly people benefit themselves, but the merciless harm themselves. The wicked make empty profits, but those who sow justice have a sure reward. Justice leads towards life, but pursuit of evil towards death. The crooked in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those who walk blamelessly are his delight. Be assured, the wicked shall not go unpunished, but the offspring of the just shall escape. Like a gold ring in a swine's snout is a beautiful woman without judgment. The desire of the just ends only in good. The expectation of the wicked is wrath. One person is lavish, yet grows still richer. Another is too sparing, yet is the poorer. Whoever confers benefits will be amply enriched, and whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Whoever hoards grain, the people curse, but blessings are on the head of one who distributes it. Those who seek the good seek favor, but those who pursue evil will have evil come upon them. Those who trust in their riches will fall, but like green leaves, the just will flourish. Those who trouble their household inherit the wind, and fools become slaves to the wise of heart. The fruit of justice is a tree of life, and one who takes lives is a sage. If the just are recompensed on the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? The last reading of the day is Nehemiah chapter 7. Now that the wall had been rebuilt, I had the doors set up, and the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites were put in charge of them. Over Jerusalem I placed Hananah, my brother, and Hanani, the commander of the citadel, who was more trustworthy and God-fearing than most. I said to them, the gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot, and while the sun is still shining, they shall shut and bar the doors. Appoint as sentinels the inhabitants of Jerusalem, some at their watch posts and others in front of their own houses. Now the city was quite wide and spacious, but its population was small, and none of the houses had been rebuilt. When my God had inspired me to gather together the nobles, the magistrates, and the people, and to examine their family records, I came upon the family list of those who had returned in the earliest period. There I found the following written. These are the inhabitants of the province who returned from the captivity of exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away, and who came back to Jerusalem and Judah to their own cities. They returned with Jerubbaal, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Remiah, Nehemiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mithpur, Bigva, Nehum, and Baha. The census of the people of Israel, descendants of Perush, 2,172. Descendants of Shephariah, 372. The descendants of Era, 652. Descendants of Pahamoab, who were descendants of Jeshu and Joab, 2,818. Descendants of Elam, 1,254. Descendants of Zattu, 845. Descendants of Zechariah, 760. Descendants of Binnu, 648. Descendants of Biba, 628. Descendants of Azgah, 2,322. Descendants of Adonikim, 677. Descendants of Bigva, 2,067. Descendants of Adin, 655. Descendants of Attar, who were descendants of Hezekiah, 98. Descendants of Hashum, 328. Descendants of Bizai, 324. Descendants of Harith, 112. Descendants of Gibeon, 95. People of Bethlehem and Nephtah, 188. People of Anathoth, 128. People of Beth Azmav, 42. People of Kiriath Jearim, Shephariam, and Beeroth, 743. People of Ramah and Gerba, 621. People of Michmas, 122. People of Bethel and Ai, 123. People of Nebo, 52. Descendants of the other Elam, 1,254. Descendants of Haram, 320. Descendants of Jericho, 345. Descendants of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. Descendants of Senaha, 3,930. The priests, descendants of Jedahai of the house of Jeshu, 973. Descendants of Immer, 1,052. Descendants of Pashur, 1,247. Descendants of Haram, 1,017. The Levites, descendant of Jeshu, Kadmiel, of the descendants of Hodashiah, 74. The singers, descendants of Ashph, 148. The gatekeepers, descendants of Shalom, descendants of Atter, descendants of Talmon, descendants of Kekub, descendants of Hatia, descendants of Shobia, 138. The temple servants, descendants of Ziha, descendants of Hashpu, descendants of Taboth, descendants of Keros, descendants of Sia, descendants of Padan, descendants of Lebion, descendants of Hagaba, descendants of Shalma, descendants of Hanan, descendants of Giddel, descendants of Gehar, descendants of Reaha, descendants of Rezin, descendants of Nikodah, descendants of Gazam, descendants of Uzzah, descendants of Pasiah, descendants of Bisa, descendants of the Malonites, descendants of the Nephuzites, descendants of Baku, descendants of Hakapor, descendants of Hardu, descendants of Baalith, descendants of Mihada, descendants of Hasha, descendants of Barkos, descendants of Sierra, descendants of Tima, descendants of Nezia, descendants of Hadapa, descendants of Salem's servants, descendants of Soti, descendants of Sorepheth, descendants of Perida, descendants of Jala, descendants of Darkon, descendants of Giddo, descendants of Shepia, descendants of Hato, descendants of Poshira, Haziambam, descendants of Ammon. The total of the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants were 392. The following who returned from Telmaha, Telhasha, Cherub, Adan, and Immer weren't able to prove that their ancestral houses and their descendants were Israelites. Descendants of Delaha, descendants of Tobiah, descendants of Nikodah, 642. Also of the priests, descendants of Hobiath, descendants of Hakaz, descendants of Barzilla, Zerilla, the Gideolite, were named after him. These men searched their family records, but their names could not be found written there. Hence they were disqualified from the priesthood, and the governor ordered them not to partake of the most holy foods until there should be a priest to consult the Urim and the Thurim. The entire assembly, taken together, came to 42,360, not counting their male and female servants, who were 7,337. They also had 200 male and female singers. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their donkeys 6,720. Certain of the heads of ancestral houses contributed to the temple service. The governor put into the treasury 1,000 drachmas of gold, 50 basins, 30 vestments for priests, and 500 minas of silver. Some of the heads of the ancestral houses contributed to the treasury for the temple service 20,000 drachma of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. The contributions of the rest of the people amounted to 20,000 drachmas of gold, 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 vestments for priests. The priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and all Israel took up residence in their city. This is the end of the reading for today.